So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentioned the halacha of havadim ashtoris v'akukoyis v'akdeshis ein lehem oyna. The halachas of oyna do not apply to the sale of these four items. Generally, regarding metatlin, movable objects, shtus kana u'machzor oyna. If they were underpriced or overpriced by a shtus, 1/6 of the market price, the sale is valid and the difference must be returned to the shortchanged party. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that this halacha does not apply to these four items, and the difference does not have to be returned. Rabbi says, makes the following distinction. Einoa ein lehem bitl mekach yesh lehem. Einoa at a shtus does not apply to these items, but bitl mekach at more than a shtus does apply, and that the sale is void, because as Rashi explains, al toinuhu de imayit, v'hola b'chlal einohu ala mekach toyesu. The pasuk excludes these items only from einoa at a shtus, where the sale is not considered erroneous, but it does not exclude these items from bitl mekach at more than a shtus, where the sale is considered erroneous and made under false pretenses. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes whether regarding hekdesh there is bitl mekach or not. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan, hekdeshes b'kol shekein akukoyis, oino ein lehem, bitl mekach yesh lehem. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that regarding hekdesh, there is bitl mekach, even though leket toys klapish maya, an error does not apply to Hashem, and certainly regarding karka, there is bitl mekach, because as Rashi explains, a head yet might have erred and would not consent to an erroneous sale. And as Rashi later explains, kim legabi mekach lav midi hu gabichil nami lav midi ovid. Since the transaction is not effective regarding the sale of a hedyid because it's considered a mekach tois, the transaction is not effective regarding the redemption of a hektish either. While Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Mishmid Rabbi Yechanan, akar kois, ein lehem, bitl mekach yesh lehem. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that only regarding karka there is bitl mekach, because the ikulamim of the tov adait to the hachalakneu. Avalak teish is bitl mekach ein lehem. Regarding hektish, there is no bitl mekach because the lekatois klapishmaya. As Shmuel says, Hekdesh shava mana shechilal shava pruta mechul. If someone redeemed a hekdesh item worth a mana, which is equivalent to 100 dinar, with a pruta, the transaction is effective because the lekatoy is klapish maya. The Gemara proceeds and applies this machlekes to a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding a Mishnah Masechtas Temura. Im haya kedesh balmum yatzel lechulin b'tzarach las leidamim. If a person transferred the kedusha from a hekdesh animal with a blemish onto a non-hekdesh animal, and the hekdesh animal is worth more than the non-hekdesh animal, the transaction is effective in that the hekdesh animal becomes chulin, but the owner must pay hekdesh the difference. Rabbi Yechanan says, Yatz l'chulin dvat teira, v'tzarach las leidam midevrayim. The transaction is effective midevrayisa regardless of whether he pays the difference, and it is only midevrabanan that he must pay hekdesh the difference. Rish Lakish disagrees, and says, Av tzarach las leidam min hateira. The transaction is not effective midevrayisa unless he pays hekdesh the difference. The Gemara offers three explanations of this machlokes. This Mishnah refers to a case of bitl mekach. The value of the hektish animal exceeded the other animal by more than 1/6, and Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish disagree on whether regarding hektish there is bitl mekach or not. Now, here it depends on the above machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yirmiyahu. According to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yechon holds tzarach las leidam midevrayim, because he holds regarding hektish there is no bitl mekach, as Shmuel who says hektish shava mana shechila shava pruta mechul. While Rish Lakish holds tzarach las leidam min hatayra, because he holds regarding hektish there is bitl mekach, and he disagrees with Shmuel and holds hektish shava mana shechila shava pruta einay mechul. While according to Rabbi Yehuda, we must say that the machlokes is in reverse. Rabbi Yechanan holds tzarach las leidam min hatayra because he disagrees with Shmuel and holds regarding hektish there is bitl mekach. While Rish Lakish holds tzarach las leidam min devrayim because he agrees with Shmuel and holds regarding hektish there is no bitl mekach. Or perhaps all agree with Shmuel that regarding hektish there is no bitl mekach, and hektish shav emana shechila shav pruta mechul. And the machlekes is as follows: according to Rabbi Yechanan, tzarach las leidam min hatayra, shechil loyin leketchila loy. The pidyon is effective only by the eved because for hektish there is no bitl mekach, but one may not redeem hektish for less than its value leketchila because, as Rashi explains, erkecha shavya mashma. The word erkecha implies the item's actual value. While according to Rish Lakish, tzarach las leidam midevrayim afil leketchila, even leketchila one may redeem hektish for less than its worth because erkecha kol duhu mashma. The word erkecha implies a minimum amount. Or perhaps this is a case of bechde oyna. The value of the hektish animal exceeded the other animal by only 1/6, and the machlekes is as follows: according to Rabbi Yechanan, tzarach las leidam min hatayra, may ein lehem oyna, einem b'toyres oyna, dafel lepachas mechde oyna chayzer. The Mishnah excludes hekdesh from the halacha by Inah stringently, and that even if the Inah amount was less than the shtus, the money must be returned to hekdesh, and certainly bechter Inah chayzer. While regarding hedyit, bechter Inah chayzer pachas bechter Inah ein chayzer. If the Inah amount was less than the shtus, the mi'ana does not return the money to the mesana. While according to Rish Lakish, tzarech lasle dam midivreim ein lem Inah, tefil bechter Inah ein chayzer. The Mishnah excludes hekdesh from the halacha of Einoh leniently, and that even if the Einoh amount was a shtus, the money is not returned to hekdesh, and certainly paches mechdei Einoh ein chayzer. While regarding hedyit, mechdei Einoh chayzer, paches mechdei Einoh ein chayzer. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of havadim vashtaris hakakoyes vekdeshes, ein lehem tashlumi kevel, v'loi tashlum abo v'chamisha. If any of these four items were stolen, the galim pays only keren, the principal, but he's not obligated to pay kefil, a double amount, nor does he pay dalad v'hei four or five times the value of if he then slaughtered or sold it. As the Gemara explains, regarding kefil, the pasuk first states, al kol dvar pesha, a klal, an inclusive word. Then al shar, al chamar, al seh, al salma, a prat, an exclusive word. And then al kol aveda asher yomer, a second klal. And we say klal uprat uklal. The klal expands the prat and includes other pratim that are similar to the prat, but does not include pratim that are different than the prat. Therefore, ma prat dava mitalta b'gufay mamin. I've called dava mitalta b'gufay mamin. The isur gezel applies only to movable objects, which also have inherent value. Yotzu karkois shei mitaltlin. This excludes land which is not movable, and avad mishahukshu lekarkois, servants who are compared to land, and shtaris sha'afa bishem mitaltlin in gufay mamin. Loan documents because they have no inherent value. And the pasuk concludes, Yisham Shnaim L'Riehu, the word Riehu excludes Riehu B'lai Hektish, and En Lehem Tashlum Abba V'chamisha because Tashlum Dal V'hei Am Rachmana V'loi Tashlum Yishleish Abba. One can only be liable for a knas that amounts to Dal V'hei, but not for a knas that would amount to only Gimel V'dalad, since there is no kefil amount. The Gemara proceeds that the Mishnah's following halachas are also derived from a klal prat klal. Havadim v'ashtaris v'akakoyes v'akdeshes shemechinam ein nishba. If any of these four items were entrusted to a voluntary guardian and were then stolen, he's not required to make a shvua because the pasuk first states ki idin ish al riehu a klal, then kesav akelim a prat, and then lishmer second klal klal uprat uklal yatadon el kein a prat. Havadim v'ashtaris v'akakoyes v'akdeshes v'neisis sachar ein mishalim. If any of these four items were entrusted to a paid guardian and were then stolen, he's not required to compensate the owner because the pasuk first states ki in ish al riehu a klal, then chamoy or yishor or se a prat, and then mechol behem lishmer a second klal, klal prat a klal yatadon elikein a prat. And regarding hektish, both are exempt because amar kra riehu riehu b'loishal hektish.